USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wildfires continue to burn in Sonoma, California. There's been a bit of a break in the wind, but it's expected to kick up later in the week. More than 10,000 students across the Santa Monica and Malibu areas forced to stay home Monday after being alerted that all schools in their district would be closed because of the Getty Fire and all the smoke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a vote for an impeachment resolution later this week. Alabama Congressman Republican Mo Brooks reacts.
I want to thank Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff if they're going to quit doing all these proceedings behind closed doors.
And a stock market surge, your 401k in the green, China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the NASDAQ up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump praising the U.S. military for taking out the target, the head of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, a terrorist he's wanted to get for years.
They've been looking for him for a long time. They've been looking for him for many years.
Now the president speaking in Chicago at a police chief's meeting, calling al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
Asked by reporters why he didn't tell Democrats on Capitol Hill about the mission in advance, the president saying, I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington. He's a corrupt politician. He's a leaker like no one has ever seen before.
The only thing is they were talking about, why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff and his committee? And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump visiting Chicago, attending a police conference. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago, President Trump calls himself the greatest and most loyal champion of law enforcement. The president also criticizes the murder rate of the Windy City and singles out Chicago for its sanctuary city policies.
Chicago is unfortunately the worst sanctuary city in America. Chicago protects criminals at a level few could even imagine.
The president also announces that he's signing an executive order that will establish a new commission on law enforcement and the administration of justice.
This commission will be tasked with providing concrete recommendations to address some of the systemic challenges that burden law enforcement, including homelessness and mental illness.
And news now about the sixth Democratic presidential debate. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
It will be hosted by PBS and Politico in Los Angeles on December 19th, according to the Democratic National Committee. It will be held at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs. Moderators and format still to be determined, but they do say it will air live on PBS and the PBS digital platforms, as well as on Politico's digital and social platforms. It'll be the first debate for PBS and Politico in this cycle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.